Oh, ghost who walks. It's another busy day at Reed Books at the Museum of Fond Memories. The usual suspects arrive by ones and twos and meander in their favorite sections, or simply wander about, trying to take most everything in. Into the shop strides the Phantom. You know, the Phantom. The ghost who walks. The hearty and mysterious comic strip hero who has been gracing pop culture since 1936. He's still in the daily strips, and today, this very day, he enters the shop the way you'd expect him to, confident, focused, and at ease in his purple tights and hood, his black face mask, his gun holsters. I say, "Hi." He nods and begins browsing. So, what would you have said? If I were a pop culture hero like the Phantom, I'd want to be as cool as this guy. Later, I figure out that the Phantom is being played by one of my longtime customers, a specialist who knows more about mythical heroes and heroines than most of us. Today, he is simply the Phantom. Some days I feel exactly like the Phantom and his ilk. My identity seems invisible, my presence in the real world unlikely and unnoticed. An example. I walk into one of my favorite diners, just across the street from the Alabama Theater, just to catch up on twice-a-year gossip and offer encouragement to this micro-business. I do this at random at a lot of other businesses around the region just to let them know that somebody cares whether they thrive. I also do it because it's exactly what I would like other micro-business owners to do for me. Show up now and then and say, "Be of good cheer," or something similar. Anyhow, back to the invisibility thing. Andrew, the owner, isn't visible up front, so I cheerfully say to his employee, "Happy New Year." She doesn't crack an expression, but repeats my greetings. Looking around for Andrew, I quip, "Are you by yourself today?" Still expressionless, she says, "No, I'm not alone. That's him and him and him," pointing to the diners. "No," I say, "I mean, is the boss here today?" She stares through me and says, "Do you need to see him?" "No," I say, "just wanted to know if he's in." Undaunted, she says, "He'll be coming in." "Okay," I say, and make one more attempt to be jolly. "Did you have a good holiday?" Blank expression, bordering on annoyance. I give up and order an egg sandwich to go, then head for work, not sure whether she even knows I have been there. Some days, I feel like the ghost who walks, only I don't own any purple tights.